What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast Listener Spotlight. I have Josie Myers on the show today. She is returning as a listener, a current high school student and a student athletic training aide at Grimsley High School in North Carolina. Josie was going through some rehab and needed some motivation. She's really interested in athletic training, really has a solid plan, a good outlook, way to move forward and a goal set. And so, Josie, I want to know what the first year of your student athletic training aid experience was like.
So this first year definitely solidified that this is what I want to do. I had a fantastic experience working with athletes this year at my school. We have close to 40 sports teams and one athletic trainer, and I was the only student aide, so I got a ton of one-on-one experience working with the athletic trainer. So I had tons of opportunities to ask questions and get my hands dirty, and I was incredibly lucky that I got such a hands-on and immersive experience my first year, and I don't want to change my career choice year of doing.
All right, so you said you got lots of hands-on experience. You're encouraged to continue in the profession. So tell me a little bit more about the hands-on experience, what that looked like, what you got to do, what you really liked, and what you saw that you really didn't like. All right, Josie, you with me? I think you're frozen.
Yeah, I really enjoyed learning a little bit of taping. So I had the responsibility of taping wrists for the football team. So that was an incredibly interesting experience. I did a lot of field setup and breakdown during football season. I have assisted with rehabs. We've had a ton of ankle rehabs going around my school. So I did a lot about that. And I loved a lot of what I got to see this year. I think the one thing that I probably didn't like as much was that there is a lot of time commitment involved in this. And I'm so lucky that this was my only extracurricular commitment this year. So I really got to throw myself into it. But it's definitely something that's making me reflect on how I want to shape my career in the future around the incredible amount of time that is needed to dedicate to this career. So yeah, I got to shadow a little bit in clinical athletic training and a little bit in college athletic training. So I definitely feel like I have some options in terms of where I want to go, but the hands-on experience of really helping with rehab, helping run out onto the field when there was an injury really definitely was one of the things that I enjoyed the most.
Okay. So what do you see your role next year?
So that's actually kind of interesting. So I actually just accepted a scholarship to study abroad for a year next year. So I won't be working with athletes every day, but it's I've kind of been saying that if I didn't love athletic training as much as I do, I wouldn't be leaving it. Going abroad next year will definitely help me develop my language skills and will help me become a more holistic athletic trainer. I don't just want to help one specific population of athletes. I want to be able to help tons of athletes. So being able to work with the Spanish-speaking population and the English-speaking population, and not only being able to care for those athletes, but those parents who sometimes have those language barriers built up toward helping their children receive the best care. So I'm going to be involved in athletic training, but just in a different kind of role. I'm taking this more as a language education year to help me moving forward into my future in the career.
All right. So when you're abroad, you're going to be in Chile. Yeah. Tell me what that's going to look like. Are you going to be able to work with sports teams there?
So the term athletic trainer and the role of athletic trainer doesn't really translate in Spanish or into Chile. So I won't have opportunity with the sports teams, but I will be doing a science and math-based curriculum track. So I will be working and learning all about lots of sciences. And I just entered a chemical engineering or like industrial chemistry major. So I'll be dedicating a lot of my school days to science. And that's really something that's important to me because I want to be able to have the most scientific vocabulary as possible when going into this, because I've been warned by many, many athletic trainers that I've worked with this past year that there's going to be a time where I might run onto a field and someone says that they don't speak English. And so I want to be able to handle those situations effectively. And I think having a year to build up that vocabulary, build up that comfort in speaking in a different language will just make my career so much better. And also being able to immerse myself in the culture of another country will hopefully make me a more sensitive individual, and I will be more sympathetic and just a better care provider for athletes to come.
All right, so you're going to do your senior year of high school in Chile, and then what do you see as after that?
Definitely. It's kind of an interesting time right now to be a student assistant athletic trainer or someone who aspires to go into athletic training, because we're obviously moving towards the entry level master's. So I will be working in a different kind of undergraduate. I'll be working on my clinical exercise physiology for undergraduate. I won't be doing athletic training, of course, but I hope that I can move on and do athletic training after that. But I will be doing something with exercise science moving forward into college.
All right. Last time we spoke, you really had a plan, you know. And where is your plan if you were to pick right now? Where are you going to college?
Definitely right now, my number one school is Appalachian State University in the mountains of North Carolina. I think it's just an all around good fit for me. But of course, I have my options open for graduate school and or my master's. So hopefully, definitely staying here in North Carolina, Appalachian State, it will hopefully help. It will be a good transition coming from my senior year abroad, and I'll be able to continue to learn and grow, and hopefully be able to, if I could have it my way, I'd be working with the athletic teams at Appalachian in some capacity throughout my undergraduate work.
All right. And then with your experience so far, do you think as a career, I know that you want to work with the Carolina Panthers or professional football when we spoke last year, is that still the goal?
Yeah, definitely still the goal. I'm still a big Panthers fan and still really admire the Carolina Panthers athletic training staff. And they've always been one of the biggest driving forces to why I've wanted to go into this career. So yeah, that's definitely kind of the end goal. But I think the one thing that I've really learned this year is that that is not the only path that I can take. I can go into clinical athletic training. I could be a clinical outreach athletic trainer. I could work at a college, and there's so many different levels of colleges, and it's just, I feel like, about finding what works for me. So if I make it to that NFL level and it doesn't work for me and it doesn't work for my lifestyle, I know that I have more options now than I thought last year. So yeah, it's definitely been enlightening, not only in the like working hands-on with athletes this year, but definitely in shaping how I want my future to go in terms of like where I want to see. And I definitely do like the clinical athletic training side of it. I think it's a very unique and interesting part. I know it's not always something that's equal to field athletic training, but it's definitely something that's interested me now. And I didn't even know it existed at this time last year. So that's something definitely that I'm excited about.
Yeah. And there's still stuff that I'm learning. Just recently we spoke with Chad Frazier, who works with Cirque du Soleil. And so they have athletic trainers, or they call them athletic therapists, since they're from Canada. But there's people that work with Intercontinental, with railroads, with rodeo. So there's lots of different avenues, like you were saying. So yep, the more you can experience in college, the more volunteer opportunities, the more side job opportunities you take when you're young in the profession, the better you prepare yourself for success later. So
yeah, that's definitely something that I agree with. It's all about finding your niche. And, you know, this is not a like one size fits all kind of career. You find where you fit in and where you can do the most work and make the biggest impact. And that's definitely what I want to do. And so, yeah, I would definitely be open to working in the NFL. I think that's a great environment. I think it's a very high intensity environment. But yeah, I'm also very excited about the other options that are out there.
Very cool. Have you had a chance to reach out to any of the females working in professional sports?
I have not. That's definitely something I've been focusing a lot on this year, is navigating what it's like to work in athletics as a female. That was definitely something that I encountered when I first came into this role as a student aide at my school. I definitely felt like there was this misunderstanding from athletes about what I was there to do. And so, yeah, I would definitely like to reach out to more female athletic trainers who work in professional sports or just in the career in general about what kind of obstacles they overcome. And I know you did a podcast on that a while back, and that was very enlightening. And I did have an opportunity a few months ago to go to a symposium for student athletic training assistants here in North Carolina, and was able to talk with a lot of female athletic trainers about how they balance it, how they balance work and life and family and kids and all of that. So, you know, I'm confident that it can be done. It's just, how am I going to do it my way? And I think that'll be something I figure out a little farther down the road.
All right. And then, like I said, last time we talked, you also had mentioned your sympathetic reflex disease. Has that come back? Has that bothered you at all? Or have you pretty much got that behind you?
I've got that behind me. And I think that's made me such a stronger student assistant. It's in my life every day. I'm in pain every day. But in terms of being able to cope with it, it's behind me. Like I can handle now. And, you know, it definitely, when I see athletes who are in pain or going through injury, able to better understand what they're feeling. And sometimes that works to my disadvantage a little bit, but I definitely have seen how it has been a positive impact. And I've been able to relate more to athletes. I've been able to provide more words of support to athletes. And so, you know, it was a lot of pain and a lot of suffering while it happened, but it's going to do me worlds of good in the future moving forward. And I'm grateful for it.
All right. If you were going to honor your athletic trainer, you're there at the high school, with just a short speech or just a, hey, thank you for this because of this, what would you say to them?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I've had to work with several athletic trainers this year. So the one that I'm working with now, I would definitely say thank you to him for answering all my questions and not being afraid to tell me when he doesn't know the answer, because that is a challenge for us to find the answer out together. And we work as a team. And thank you. I would say thank you for trusting me, and thank you for letting me experience things my way and figure things out on my own when I need to do that. And I would say, thanks for trusting me. This is such an honorable position to have, and it's such a unique position to have at the high school level. Every day I stay after school and I see practices and games where athletes are getting injured or hurt, and I'm trusted with the information that of their injury and their medical histories. I know these very intimate details about athletes. And I just feel honored that I've been trusted with this information and that I play a small part in it. And I would say thank you for finally letting me see that this is what I want to do. Yeah.
All right. As this is a listener spotlight, this is me reaching out to you saying thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for contacting me. Thank you for sharing the podcast and being a part of it. This is me saying thank you. And so what I'm asking is for you to go and talk to those athletic trainers that have helped you and to say thank you. Because there's a lot of times where we don't get that. And so if you get the chance, you know, then just go and say, hey, thanks, or write them a note, because a note they can tape up on the wall and look back at it, years from now. And so don't miss that opportunity to encourage them.
Yeah. It's definitely important to me to honor these people and to know that these people will forever have a stake in my career. They will be the people that started me on this journey. And thank you for providing me these, your guests directly. I can always take that information back to my athletic trainers and say, hey, look, let's talk about this, or I'm really interested in this, or who do you know who can help me answer this question? So, you know, it's a great cycle of information and of resources, and I've learned a lot from it.
Very good. All right, Josie, any other stories from your first year of athletic training student aid work that you would like to share?
I would just say that, I would just like to say, anyone who's out there that is thinking, or students like me who are interested in sports medicine or want to be student athletic training aides, just go into it, do the work that you know others don't typically want to do. It's kind of unglamorous at times, but it's important work. Even the smallest tasks are important, and if you can realize that, you've got the key to the kingdom, and you can go as far as you want to with it. And I just say do your best, and professionalism and ethics are key to this. And you are trusted with a lot of information and a lot of valuable tasks. And I think I would just like to say that, like, working in this has challenged my sense of professionalism. It has held me up to such professional standards that, you know, that's very important. And that's something I realized this year.
Very cool. Josie, I look forward to talking to you probably after your first year of college. So towards the end of that freshman year of college, I would like to talk to you again and just see what you're doing as far as athletic training there, and then just kind of continue the journey as I get to follow you, somebody who's really passionate about athletic training, as you grow and learn and develop as an athletic trainer. So, Josie Myers, I appreciate you as being part of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, and I look forward to you being a colleague someday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, Josie, have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.